I'm Jim Arthur. Welcome into a Wednesday. The news brought to you by Done-Right Home Improvements. Kitchens, baths, counters, and floors, and even replacement windows and doors. Call Done-Right. Colorado Springs Police and area law enforcement continue to search for two missing teenagers who escaped a youth correctional facility Monday in the Springs. They're looking for 17-year-old Dameron Carbajal and 17-year-old Christian Yaramillo. Both are considered very dangerous.
Police say they both escaped the Spring Creek Youth Services Center in the Springs. Dameron is serving a 5-year sentence after being suspected and convicted of attempted murder. Christian is serving a 4-year sentence for felony kidnapping.
Lindsay Boach with KKTV 11 News. A man is facing charges from a domestic violence incident earlier this month in El Paso County. Police called to a residence in the 2700 block of Robinson Street. A woman told deputies her ex-boyfriend went inside her trailer, assaulted her, grabbed a knife, and threatened her children. They went looking for this individual. They found this guy hiding under the trailer. He was identified as Justin Aragon. A couple of pepper balls made him decide to come out, and he surrendered to El Paso County deputies. A warning from the El Paso County coroner of a new and dangerous drug. It's been found here in Colorado Springs this past summer called carfentanil. It's close to fentanyl, but it's considered 100 times stronger than fentanyl. And the coroner says a person who died in August had carfentanil in their system. Narcan can be used to help reverse the effects, but they need to give a very strong dosage of Narcan, much higher, to reduce the effects of carfentanil. El Paso County Sheriff's deputies arrested a woman accused of identity theft. Last week, the Sheriff's Office, working with Keep Colorado Springs Beautiful, cleaning an area on B Street that had homeless camps. Deputies learned about a woman in the area, Stephanie Bleem, who had a warrant out for her arrest, who'd used a couple of different identities, especially while she was in court. She was found at one of those homeless camps last week and taken into custody. In other news, Immigration and Customs Enforcement looking to expand or add facilities to hold illegal immigrants in Colorado. Currently, the buildings they're using are owned by private companies who have contracts with ICE. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit demanding to see those expansion plans. ACLU representatives say current conditions at those sites are deplorable. They claim immigrants are mistreated, are poorly fed, and are housed in unsanitary cells. Also in the news on KVOR, one person shot and killed last night in Parker. Witnesses told police two cars were alongside each other and there was a dispute between the occupants. Shots were fired. One car then took off. This happened near Railbender Skate Park near East Long's Way and South 20 Mile Road. Parker police have reportedly made contact with a person of interest, but they have not made any arrests.